Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, a small Texas town is still reeling from what's being called the worst mass shooting in that state's history. It happened during a Sunday morning service at the Sutherland Springs First Baptist Church. Authorities say a gunman opened fire. His motive is still unclear. At least 26 people killed. The suspect was found dead a short time later.
Well, when I saw the headline, I sadly, morbidly, jokingly thought, I can't believe somebody in the audience didn't have a gun. It's Texas.
Yeah, it's Texas.
They did.
And then the story was that someone in the parking lot did. He was shot by somebody, a non-cop.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Grabbed their rifles and chased him. And
then his car crashed. And then, you know, they haven't gone into details of whether or not it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but he was shot by a witness before leaving the church. So it isn't yet known all the details. The only thing that I saw was that he at one point served in the Air Force.
Yeah, he was discharged. For
domestic abuse.
Domestic
abuse on his wife and child.
So more details to come. President Trump is on his tour of Asia, but he took time to make a comment. He says that the nation needs better mental health services in the wake of the massacre in Texas. So he was at a news conference in Tokyo, and he said that the heavily armed ex-Air Force member who killed all those people was a deranged man. The president said that the gunman should have been treated. The Air Force says that the shooter was court-martialed before being dishonorably discharged. And a man who sent prostitutes to his neighbor's door while he watched from his home here in Omaha has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. The exact amount of time that he had tortured, basically, his neighbors across the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember that guy? He'd tell him and have him dance across the street and he'd stare out his kitchen window watching. What a weirdo.
And we were able to interview an assistant that he had hired or attempted to hire. And she gave us the process of what it was like. He had sent her across the street when he hired her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then tried to get her to strip.
She's like, what?
He called her on the phone and was like, oh, I'm looking at you through the camera.
I
you're
just
at the
sure
right house,
you.
But she's across the street and he's looking out his window talking to her on the phone. Do a little dance. It's such a weird story. So, what were the charges? So the guy gets 4 years for what?
So 4 years is the maximum penalty for his pandering charge, but then there are other charges. So they searched his electronic devices and found evidence of child pornography on his hard drive, so they went after him for that. He's been indicted for federal court and faces up to 20 years in prison if he's convicted of the child pornography charge. But for what he is currently being charged with, 4 years is the maximum penalty for pandering.
Do you know what pandering is? What's pandering?
Pandering, I believe, is... I don't know the legal term. I'm not even going to pretend.
I think it involves prostitution.
Yes. I knew it involved prostitution, but it's not like pimping. It's something else. So about 30 times each year...
Trying to get a prostitute.
Okay, that was what it is.
It's pandering.
I thought that was solicitation. That's not. Pandering's
different. A person who furnishes clients for a prostitute or supplies persons for illicit sexual intercourse is a panderer, a.k.a. a pimp.
Oh.
A person who caters to or profits from the weaknesses or vices of others is also pandering.
Okay.
4 years.
4 years, but they say that probably he'll serve less than two. Because he'll get credit for the time he already served, and under state guidelines, they cut sentences like that in half. But I mean, what these people
What
endured,
was nutty is how long it went. It went for so long before
4 years.
Anything ever happened.
Yeah.
For 4 years, this guy was watching. I mean, I guess I don't even know how you convince someone. I guess money is gold there. I mean, money's king. To get someone to strip on someone's lawn.
I know. But this would happen. I mean, this wasn't like a one-off. Like, it wasn't like, oh, it's Christmas. Like, here, because 30 times each year, women would show up on this poor family's porch.
Now, I was curious,
late at night or early in the morning.
Did any of, like, the strippers get in trouble?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know.
Huh. That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know if they...
Trespassing of some sort, right? I don't know. 4 years, 30 times a year?
I'm trying to just effectively... Are we scaring people from repeating the same routine?
So.
You know, at what point are you not complicit when you're the stripper who's showing up 30 times a year?
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
Yes.
This isn't the guy's house that now you're taking part in... torturing the neighbor. It's like, throw everybody in jail.
Well, when were they getting paid? Because that was the other thing, is that a lot of times these women, they would show up at the house, they would strip, and then they would be banging on the door and ringing the doorbell like, hey, you owe me money.
I don't think you did.
So that was the other thing, is that, you know, then it was...
Well, you remember we said, fool me once, fool me twice, fool me 35 times a year. I mean, come on. At what point? It's a lot of holes in this.
Yeah. I'm curious how
deep his network went. Wow. So 4 years.
Yep.
God, what a strange story. That made national headlines, by the way, because it's freaky. Florida freaky.
Oh yeah, that's super freaky. The president says that the U.S. and Japan are in solidarity against the threat of North Korea. The president was visiting Japan, where he held a joint press conference with the prime minister there. The two leaders were in agreement that just talking with North Korea about its nuclear program hasn't accomplished much. While Trump said that no one wants conflict, the president also added that Japan would benefit from the purchase of American military hardware. And NFL players who have been protesting social issues during the national anthem want a formal mediation session with the league. ESPN reports that free agent Colin Kaepernick is going to attend the meeting, although the NFL has yet to agree. The players have requested for a meeting the week of November 13th. Players want to address social justice, civil rights issues. They've keyed protests around the league throughout the season. They also want answers why Kaepernick is still unsigned.
Just see over the weekend, Vin Scully, the retired voice of the Dodgers. You know, he'd retired a year ago, but he came out during the run for the World Series. But he's a big sports voice. He said he'll never watch another NFL game again.
I just Why? Because of the protests. It's a football game.
He served in the military. He's like, I'm not going to say a whole lot on it. I'm just never going to watch another game.
Oh, wow.
That's... Well, I think a lot of people, I mean, there are people that feel the same way. It's just like, I think the fan, the average fan, wants to just watch a football game. You know?
Yeah.
That's it. That's what it is. Football.
I guess I'm surprised that they keep showing the national anthem, knowing that it's such a polar. Like, you would think that they would just be like, all right, well, we're just not going to.
Well, it's out of respect for the, you know.
Oh, no, I mean, still have it happen at the stadium, just saying not air it. Do you see what I mean?
On television?
Right. Like, it's still happening. Like, if you go to the event, it's still happening. Because a lot of people, like, you hear the national anthem, but you're not standing at home.
I just keep the players in the locker room. I mean, the NFL, their whole... Like, America's strong pride is phony.
Yeah.
The NFL.
I think it is.
I mean, the NFL really is kind of the bad guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
The military has to pay for all the jets flying over. You know how we always felt like we're like, geez.
It is a different world,
they're being
man.
Exploitive.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, if they're not going to honor it, keep them in the locker room.
Right. Millions of Americans are waking up this morning struggling with the change from daylight saving time as work week begins.
How are you struggling?
I got up early. I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, that sucks. You're like, oh.
What time did you go to bed?
I'm all discombobulated because I didn't change the clock next to my bed, so I'm not sure what time. I'm in that weird time zone where you haven't changed the clock because it doesn't change itself.
Yeah.
This seems like a time of year that if the clock doesn't change itself, it's time to throw the clock away.
I'm with you. I know. I have a coffee maker. I was worried that wasn't going to go off because I didn't change the clock.
If you don't change on your own, you're antiquated.
Stop it.
You're a dead robot.
Yeah.
But I guess studies in the U.S. and Australia, people are going to be working to overcome the effects of insomnia or sleepiness. I guess safety risks this time of year include higher crime rates and more pedestrian deaths because it gets dark earlier. So they're just saying, like, it's interesting. So daylight savings starts again in March. and the risk of heart attack happens at that point. But it's like now it's just like everybody's got the logy feeling. More injuries and loss of productivity keeps begging the question, why do we keep doing this?
If it's so terrible, why do we?
I know. Two people who met during a flight from Los Angeles to Detroit are in trouble for getting it on the plane. Witnesses say that the 48-year-old woman and the 28-year-old man were caught getting it on in their seats.
Okay,
they didn't even excuse themselves to the bathroom.
I've never thought post 9/11 how you could get away with it because they're so paranoid.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, we watch who goes to the bathroom. Who doesn't see two people go into the bathroom at the same time? But
right. So this couple,
Mile High Club used to be in the bathroom, right?
Now it's in a seat.
Now I guess they it's in the seats. So the couple will likely avoid criminal charges. They'll be fined $800 each.
What's the charge, though? I'm curious what the charge would be. Is it on your ticket someplace?
Yeah, there's something on there. The couple did it in their seats. It was certainly distasteful, but not interference with the operation of the plane. Delta Airline declined to comment. It was a Delta deal. I wonder if there's some sort of like...
How do you pull that off?
I don't know.
Is this even? Is this
how about
news?
The fact that she's a 48-year-old woman and he's a 28-year-old man?
Well, yeah, she was a cougar and she moved in on him. I guarantee he probably had little say in the deal. She's like, "Don't move. This will be over before you think." I mean, I got accosted on a plane years ago.
I remember that.
And the gal was older than me.
What'd she do? She just reached under, right?
She's reaching.
Like, okay, she's doing the reach.
Grabbed a blanket, threw it on my lap. I'm like,
what's happening?
No, stop it. No.
Did you press the in-service button?
I did not.
I want a drink.
It was like, settle down.
What the hell is that all about? I know people drink too much and things happen, but geez, maybe it's the same woman.
It was the deal where they were the last people on the plane.
Okay.
They've been drinking in the bar.
Okay.
So we were like... You know, they kept saying, "We're waiting for what? For another passenger." And then you heard the thump, 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 thump running down the deal.
Yeah.
And they were giggling, and it was a couple. And they were drunk, boozy.
Yeah.
And so it was Southwest. It was the two available seats. So
okay.
She grabbed the open seat next to me, and the guy she was with had to go toward the back.
Okay.
And she immediately
was with a dude, but she still made a move on you?
They were headed home after a long weekend in New Orleans, so I'm sure the bender hadn't really ended. Like, she was still bombed.
Oh,
they'd been in New Orleans all weekend. And
that is like a story out of Penthouse Forum.
Not really. It really wasn't. But when it's the reversal, it's not exactly Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein. No one is horrified. They're all like, you know, if a woman got off the plane and was like, the guy next to me tried to digitally assault me, I would be like, oh, my God. Me, everyone was just like, yes, what happened? Did you do it? Did it go down?
Oh,
how awesome and awkward is that?
That's crazy, no, man. Stop until she passed out.
Oh, that's just terrible.
And it was obviously awkward enough that Hale sitting next to me acted like he was asleep. He was
such
a coward. He was such a coward. He acted like, I don't want anything to do with this.
Oh,
this is bad.
He has one eye barely open.
Yeah.
But it was, Andy, come on.
Come on, just don't even stop. She wanted to.
That's terrible. Well, in this particular case, the feds are involved.
Okay.
I guess the two could be charged with misdemeanor to a felony. I'm just trying to find out. I'm looking at
all these different stories,
and I can't find out what the...
You can't screw around on an airplane anymore.
Oh, man, this is just, it's all sorts of, I guess they were strangers before they got on the flight.
Okay.
She's from Nashville. She was headed to Nashville. He was headed to Miami. And I guess this was the deal. They were on their way from L.A. to Detroit, got bored. She's like, hey.
You know how weird people get on a plane? Like how people get freeing, you know? What people? You hear the people in the seat next to you or in front of you exchanging their life story, like leaving nothing out.
Isn't that amazing? It's just...
Like it's confessional or they're in therapy because they know at the end of the trip they're going to land in Detroit and both go separate directions.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, so they got caught. And now the FBI is investigating and deciding. They were both issued citations. No word on what the citations were, but
I would almost rather the couple in front of you, the two strangers, have sex because that has an egg timer. I mean, that's going to be over in 10 minutes.
Nothing worse than the talkie-talkie-talkie-talkie
flight. You're just like, oh, my God. Don't you ever want to weigh in?
Jeff, I was on a plane Last time I went to Vegas with a bunch of girls that I don't know why they were going there. It must have been some kind of dance competition, but they're all teenagers and they would not stop. It was like a school bus. Mm-hmm. So incredibly loud. I just wanted to stand up and scream, but you can't even do that on a plane.
No, that will definitely get you arrested. You can't stand up and scream on a plane.
No, they frown on that, and they tend to be get alarmed.
Yeah, psycho.
Oh my God, psycho!
I know.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Daylight savings. It didn't really do much to me. I realized last night when I went to bed that I looked at the clock. It was like 9. I'm like, well, actually, I was feeling kind of tired. And I realized, well, actually, it was 10 yesterday at the same time. So, yeah.
I know, that's...
I woke up early. I woke up for the last 2 days. But I'm not affected by it. I don't understand why people get so affected by this thing. I mean, we're the ones that get hardly any sleep as it is. But I don't feel any worse or better.
Oh, my kids were... My daughter was like, bing! I'm like, it's still dark outside. You go to bed, you... I'm awake. She came down looking like that little girl that climbs out of the well in The Ring. Really? Her hair always gets crazy. Her hair gets crazy overnight. It is. And she comes
every
down the
day,
steps
your daughter
every day.
Looks like a monster.
My mom's like horrified. She's like, what does she do at night? She comes downstairs and she's got, I don't know how she sleeps, but she's got the kind of hair where it's still that kind of baby fine. Mm-hmm. And it gets all matted up and wild, like haystacky, and then it comes down under her face, and she seriously looks like that hairstyle, like the little girl crawling out of the well at The Ring. I'm like, good morning. You scare me every day.
And then she clatters up the wall.
Exactly.
And clatters across the ceiling.
Like, this never stops being unsettling. I wish I could say I'm used to this, but I'm your mother, and I'm not. And I really wish you would brush your hair before you came downstairs, because it scares everyone.
Yeah. So she was up and at him.
Early, like 6 o'clock. So it would have been 7, but like, you know, she was just off, so it was like 6 a.m. I mean, it's just it throws off their little. I don't know what it was, but it just throws off. And you know, then the rest of the day, I just noticed that they were particularly squirrely. Now, that could have just been, it was a rainy day, it was a Sunday, on top of getting that hour. You know, I mean, it could be like a perfect storm of things, but they were definitely squirrels yesterday. Like, I was like, this has got to...
Yeah, the one thing that got me, I think, is the only thing really was I was bummed that I had to wait an hour extra for football to start. You know,
yes.
That was it. I mean, outside of that, it was business as usual.
That kind of threw us off,
too. You sound like an old man at the old folks' home. Like, you're sitting in the entertainment room.
Waiting.
And the rule is TV doesn't turn on until 11.
Oh, TV's
and
on.
And I was there at 10 in the entertainment area.
No, TV's on. Just the football starts at noon.
I know. I'm not saying, did it throw off your poops?
No. No.
Sound like an old man.
Your bowel movement.
That was on schedule. I actually had a nice day morning yesterday. I sat and watched prison shows for hours.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's fun.
Very festive.
That's Wiley the nice thing.
Before you head out to your welcome out of prison, you pre-gamed by watching prison shows?
That's one of your shows?
No one knows about that. Yeah, my prison show.
I mean, I'm saying that's one of your, I'm saying you and your ladies.
Yeah, that's our thing.
Couples have their shows. That's one of yours. It's prison. You both have an affinity for prison shows.
Yes, that's our thing.
That's interesting.
Was she into it prior to meeting you?
Yes. Well, yes and no. I don't know if she was much into it as much, but now that's all she watches. That's our thing. And when I found out that she liked watching Lock Up and all those stuff, dude, I was the happiest man. I was like, yes!
That's what it was, love.
Would that make her more... conducively friendly to you going in the joint, or would she be more hard on you? Like, look, we watched these shows.
You should.
We
know.
Agreed you were never going to go inside the joint.
I don't know. I don't know.
Is she going to? Is she ride or die?
Ride or die. What's that mean?
Oh, buddy.
See,
you call yourself a prison guy?
Yeah. No, a prison show enthusiast is what
she's
I call.
With you no matter what.
Yeah, she's with me. No, I don't know. I don't.
Will
know.
She wait for you? Or is she going to start dating Jerry when you're inside?
Oh.
I mean, Jerry comes around the house and he just helps with stuff. But suddenly Jerry
seems
like he's more than just the fix-it guy.
I don't know if I'm mixed in between those two things with the sweet Wylene.
Uh-huh.
Part of me sometimes goes to my dark spot and goes, if I die, I want you to move on as fast as possible. The other part of me goes, no, don't. Right. So going to prison,
again, I don't know.
Don't move
on. I would hope that she, I don't know. I would be embarrassed. You know, I think. I don't know. Would you wait, Wileen? Would you she's wait like, for your honeyman?
She loves you. Depends on what you went. It depends on what you go to prison for. That's what I told Peter.
Okay. All right. All right.
I said, it depends on what you go to prison for. Now, I mean, if it's for something super nasty that I'm like, I can't, like suddenly they find like a trove of, you know.
Of child porn or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, like then you're on your own. Sorry. We must part ways. It was good while you were pretending that you were a normal human being wearing, you know.
But not everyone is in jail for such dubious reasons.
Right.
I mean, around Christmas and Valentine's Day, love is seen by buying someone a car or a diamond. Every kiss begins with K. That's love.
That's love.
It should be the waiting room of a prison.
Mm-hmm.
All those people that are waiting to see the people come out of lockup, that's love.
That is love, because they're there.
Maybe it's not as romantic. Maybe that's not a K jewelers
commercial. Sometimes it's all you got.
It's not. You don't see a lot of that. You don't see a lot of every kiss begins with K. They're like, I know, touching the inmates. Yeah, you don't see that in the K commercial.
Well,
but you watch your prison
show. How we got there, but yeah.
You watch your prison shows.
Yeah, I watch my prison shows. Yeah, that's our thing. I don't know what it is, but you know, it's one thing I think we'll always, it's kind of sad when we get to the end of a season or two, because then we have to wait for more prison shows to come out.
And
there really
is
not that many out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the one?
It's all the chains, all the same thing.
What's the one? What's the good show to watch?
It's Locked Up. Locked Up. All right, celebrity news. Molly, what's up?
Sean Combs is Diddy no more. I guess he made the announcement that he is now going to answer to the name Brother Love.
Now, does he do this just as a joke? Is he trolling all of us?
He says he doesn't know what he is.
How many times has he changed?
He's changed a couple different times. I don't know how the exact number, but it was his 48th birthday on Saturday. And he tweeted, I decided to change my name again. I'm just not who I am before. I'm something different. So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. I know it's risky. It could come off as corny to some people.
Well,
but I guess he's saying that he's no longer. He was also Puff Daddy at one point.
He was Puff Daddy, Puffy, P. Diddy, Diddy.
Now Brother Love.
Now Brother Love. Yeah. He's been, I guess, praying about the change, and he will not be responding to any of his previous names. So if you go up to him and be like, hey, Diddy, he's like gonna totally.
Oh, I would completely yell at him now in public. Like in a restaurant reservations. Puff Daddy, party of five, Puff Daddy.
Last chance.
And he's just sitting there with a toothpick in his mouth, sunglasses.
Waiting.
Looking around.
Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, this table's up then. We're gonna move on to the next name on the list.
You can mess with them and go, Brother Jones.
Everyone in, how'd you like to be in the dinner party? You're like, jeez. Can I say something?
Cannot. Nope. No one. So they say the name. You're like, I'm starving.
Brother
Love. Give our table away.
What's up, Brother Love? You just make that decision and.
Isn't that pretty generic? Weird. I mean, we.
I've called people Brother Love.
Brother Love? What's up, Brother Love? What's up, Brother Love? That's stuff that you say.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know. I mean, I find it odd.
It's like changing your nickname to Buddy.
Yes. What up, Buddy? Hey, Buddy.
Guy.
What up there, Buddy? Hey, Guy.
Hey, Guy. Only going to answer to Guy.
Brother Love.
That's Sean Combs' new name. He'll answer to nothing else. Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, they didn't lose their table. They went out for a steak dinner. Apparently, they're still keeping their names. They went to church together, not once, but three times over the weekend.
God, are people just going to follow this thing around until it implodes? What the hopes are?
I guess.
Let them love.
They went to an event for their church, Hillsong Church. It was held at the Microsoft Theater in L.A. on Friday night.
Okay.
And then they went out to dinner. They went to Morton's Steakhouse. And then I guess Bieber had arranged to have the entire restaurant to themselves after it was closed and staying there until midnight. So he's making the smooth move.
When Bieber got photographed naked years ago on Instagram, remember? The paparazzi took a photo of him.
Yeah, getting into
full
a hot
frontal,
tub.
And his dad tweeted, what are you feeding that thing?
Morton steaks.
That's apparently. Now we know.
Like a dad does.
After a long weekend of loving, the Weird. Bieber needs to feed that thing.
I need some protein. They were seen at Hillsong Church on two separate occasions. So, I mean, it sounds like they're, you know, being good kids, going out to dinner, going to church three times in a weekend. That's a whole different world than where they were when they were dating on and off again in 2011 and 2015. So we'll see what ends up happening for those two. And sad news, Jimmy Fallon lost his mom. The Tonight Show is canceled for the week. They're going to just be showing repeats.
Now, had she been sick? What happened?
I guess he had been by her bedside, so she must have been, you know, it was a long illness, but she was 68. I guess tapings of the Tonight Show have been canceled for all of this week. Recent episodes will be, you know, scheduled, and I guess, you know, all this stuff on, so everybody at NBC is totally understanding. But yeah, his mom's name was Gloria. So yeah, it's sad for Jimmy Fallon. I mean, it's like, my gosh, you don't know what's going to happen. Over the weekend, it was Thor back at the box office, killing it.
Really?
$121 million. People say it was good. People who saw it said it was funny and it was good. I don't know.
There's just nothing to get you to go to a theater.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend who went to firefighter movie and said it was fantastic. I guess that's there. But nothing else is really dragging me there. Thor.
Yeah, it was an interesting. Thor. So it was like, I mean, Thor, and then, I mean, a million degrees until
the Bad Moms
two.
Christmas was the other
right.
one.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like Thor made 121 million, Bad Moms Christmas 17. I mean, it was like light years ahead. Then Jigsaw, Tyler Perry's Boo 2, a Madea Halloween. Still killing it.
He is killing it, isn't he?
Geostorm. So there's not a lot out there. We're still
Geostorm's
waiting.
Geostorm's not making tons of money.
$3 million.
Oh, quit it. They've only made $3
million. No, I'm saying this last weekend they made $3 million.
Wow, I feel sorry for the people that spent money on that. So they made a little bit of
I mean, it is an Idiocracy moment. The serious movie was the LBJ.
Okay.
Yeah,
starring Woody Harrelson as LBJ.
Wow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really bad. They're like, the makeup isn't just the worst thing about this. I was like, that's terrible when you've already opened with, like, the makeup is bad. You're like, it's Hollywood. You should at least have the makeup nailed down. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.